Good morning. Clear skies earlier last night allowed temperatures to drop off quickly, but some clouds have moved in early this morning to level things off. Still a wide range of temperatures early on, with some places, especially in northern New York and New England, dropping back into the 20s with a hard freeze. Frost in other locations with readings in the 30s, and in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, we're starting the day in the lower 40s. Eventually, as the sun comes up, we'll see temperatures climb relatively quickly back through the 30s and 40s, and by mid to late afternoon, high temperatures will reach into the lower to mid 60s on average. High pressure will be in control throughout the day, keeping it dry and into the night tonight. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight and not nearly as cold, with lows back into the 40s. On Saturday, that same high pressure center will begin to slide off the eastern seaboard. It'll be dry to start with a good deal of sunshine. However, clouds will start to increase during the early part of the afternoon as a southwesterly wind flow commences, pushing temperatures well into the 70s. This will all be out ahead of the next front, which will slice our way from southern Canada and the Great Lakes on Saturday afternoon and generate a line of scattered showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours. Some of these thunderstorms could be on the strong side, perhaps even severe, with torrential downpours and wind gusts. This activity will tend to diminish overnight Saturday night, and a new area of high pressure will build in on Sunday, keeping it dry and sunny, with temperatures back into the lower 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where what's left of Hurricane Delta would begin to head our way. There is the chance of a few showers on Monday, especially in southern parts of New York and New England, associated with this system, with highs around 60. A better chance of showers on Tuesday as the moisture that's left gets caught up in the next front, with highs in the lower 60s before we dry it out on Wednesday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Delta, which is located about 200 miles south of Cameron, Louisiana. Storm surge and hurricane warnings are in effect from the upper Texas coast and along the coast of southern Louisiana. Delta is forecast to make landfall in southwest Louisiana late in the day today. Maximum sustained winds are near 120 miles per hour with higher gusts. Delta is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Slow weakening is expected to begin as Delta approaches the northern Gulf Coast later today, with rapid weakening expected after the center moves inland. Heavy rainfall from Delta will result in significant flash, urban, small stream, and minor to moderate river flooding today and tomorrow from portions of the central Gulf Coast into portions of the lower Mississippi Valley. In fact, the storm is currently forecast to produce as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain, with isolated maximum totals of 15 inches for southwest to south central Louisiana. As Delta moves farther inland, heavy rainfall is expected to overspread the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic this weekend. Delta is also expected to produce a threat for a few tornadoes across portions of the Gulf Coast states. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with freezing fog and 14 degrees on a northwest wind at 56 gusting to 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 1 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 33, 73% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.20 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 47, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 13 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 82 hundredths below normal, and 26.67 inches for the year, which is 3.73 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low 42. the record high 83 set in 1949, and the record low 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:22 p.m., 11 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine, with clouds mixing in later in the day and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, breezy and mild in the mid-70s, scattered late-day showers and thunderstorms into the evening. Dry on Sunday, mostly sunny, lower 60s. A chance of showers, especially in southern New York and New England, on Monday near 60. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers Tuesday in the lower 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the mid-60s and near 70 with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.